Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 50 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
It covers coal, wood, kerosene, natural gas, propane, electric.
Applications for the Low Income Heating Assistance Program are now being accepted.
Moorhead State graduate students are conducting exit polling today.
Gubernatorial hopeful Andy Beshear campaigned in Western Kentucky yesterday.
Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally for incumbent Governor Matt Bevin in Lexington.
A man died in a scooter accident in Lexington last night.
In sports, Moorhead State's men's basketball team opens regular season play tonight at Johnson Arena.
Bud Luke has a stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 28. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The Low Income Heating Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is open now through December the 13th. Angie Elliott is the LIHEAP Program Director at the Gateway Community Action Agency. She talks about the eligibility assistance criteria.
Right now, we're in the subsidy portion of our program, and they need to be within 130% of the poverty level in whatever county that they live in. That's the county that they need to apply in.
Applicants must call Gateway Community Action at 800-927-1833 or 743-3133 to schedule an appointment. Appointments will be scheduled based on the first letter of the applicant's last name.
The open enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act is underway, and healthcare advocates are advising people to read the fine print before deciding on a new policy. Consumers for Quality Care sponsored a survey that found just over half of respondents said they understand very well their health insurance coverage for routine doctor visits. According to board member Jason Resendez, only 22% said they understood what is covered for out-of-network hospital services or in the event of an accident.
It's really important for consumers to understand what exactly their plan covers and really thinking about how to avoid things like surprise medical bills.
The open enrollment period for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act ends on December 15th.
Moorhead State University graduate students studying political science are conducting exit polling in Moorhead today. Dr. Douglas Mock is an assistant professor of political science at MSU and was conducting the poll this morning. He says the information collected could show trends for the 2020 presidential election.
Graduate students are participating in it. It's, largely speaking, it's for Moorhead State University, right? But this is a chance for some graduate students in the political science department, public administration, to get some hands-on experience. And they're learning how to do random sampling and that sort of thing as well, and hopefully get some useful substantive information going forward.
Mock says the researchers hope to publish the study.
Election polls are open throughout Kentucky until 6 p.m. tonight. Those in line after the polls close will still be allowed to vote. WKYT reports polls are the busiest during morning, lunch, and evening rush hours. To cast a ballot, voters will need a driver's license, Social Security card, credit card, or other form of identification with both a picture and a signature. You can check your registration, find your polling place, and view a sample ballot at govoteky.com. If you suspect voter fraud, call the Attorney General's Election Fraud Hotline at 800-328-VOTE. You may also address issues with your precinct election officers, your county clerk, or the State Board of Elections at 502-573-7100.
The race for Kentucky Attorney General has been a heated one between a political newcomer and a Frankfort veteran trying to make a comeback. Republican Daniel Cameron turned back a legal challenge over his qualification to run for office. He says the controversy surrounding the race has been good for his campaign.
I think it really galvanized people to this campaign. We were confident from the beginning when that lawsuit was filed that I was qualified. Of obviously, when I got into the race, knew that I was qualified to be the Attorney General.
Democrat Greg Stumbo, a former attorney general and House Speaker, says Cameron doesn't have the experience to be AG. He says there's no time for on-the-job training as Kentucky battles the opioid epidemic.
Attorney General Andy Beshear campaigned in western Kentucky ahead of today's gubernatorial election. Campaigning with him was his father and former governor Steve Beshear and Democratic House Minority Floor Leader Rocky Adkins. Beshear tells WKYT why it is important to go vote and what he believes the race means for Kentuckians.
This race is about those anxieties that we all feel after we put our kids to bed and we're sitting at that kitchen table. It's about whether our kids are getting a world-class education, whether we're getting ahead with our job or whether our wages haven't gone up in far too long. It's about worrying about taking our parents or our kids to see a doctor when they're sick. It's about worrying that this governor is going to try to illegally cut pensions again.
The Beshear campaign wrapped up their election eve with an appreciation event for their volunteers and supporters in Louisville. Beshear and Bevin have been polling very closely throughout the race.
President Donald Trump rallied a wall-to-wall crowd at Lexington's Rupp Arena Monday night. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Trump used the appearance to take aim at familiar targets, from the media to the ongoing House impeachment inquiry. Visible behind the president were supporters in matching shirts with the phrase "Read the transcript" printed on them, a reference to the White House memorandum on the call at the center of the Democrats' investigation.
They've been plotting to overthrow the election since the first hour that we won, and actually before we won, they were plotting to overthrow this election.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, one of several Republican lawmakers Trump invited on stage, went further, calling on the media to reveal the name of the anonymous whistleblower who reported concerns about the president's relationship with Ukraine.
The whistleblower needs to come before Congress as a material witness because he worked for Joe Biden at the same time Hunter Biden was getting money from corrupt oligarchs.
According to The Hill, Paul was referencing unconfirmed reports linking the whistleblower, who is afforded federal protections, to the Bidens. The presidential visit was meant to boost GOP campaigns the day before the election, including that of Attorney General hopeful Daniel Cameron, who is running against Democrat Greg Stumbo. The Mitch McConnell protege told the audience to send a message Tuesday that, quote, "This is our president and we'll never let you take him away from this country," end quote. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.
We'll have coverage of the election tonight provided by KET. You can listen on 90.3 FM or online at WMKY.org. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457. The Drug Enforcement Administration says counterfeit pills were seized in the Lexington area that tested positive for fentanyl. A release from the DEA says a sampling of tablets seized nationwide between January and March of 2019 found that 27% contained potentially lethal doses of fentanyl. The release says Mexican drug cartels are manufacturing mass quantities of counterfeit prescription pills containing fentanyl. Officials hope the public is aware of the pills, which appear to be blue and round with an M stamped on one side and 30 with a score line on the other.
A man was killed in an accident involving an electric scooter in Lexington Monday evening. The Fayette County Coroner's Office has identified the victim as 35-year-old Timothy Freeman. Officials say he was struck by a vehicle on Richmond Road near Lakeshore Drive while riding on a Lime scooter in the bike lane. Investigators tell WKYT they believe Freeman was properly operating the scooter when he lost control and fell out of the lane into the path of a vehicle. Three other vehicles would then strike Freeman. The coroner's office has ruled the death as an accident, and police are not expected to file criminal charges. A Lexington spokesperson has issued a statement saying the city urges individuals to exercise caution when operating electric scooters and encourages users to wear helmets and protective gear.
Kentucky State Police identified the body found in Jackson County Sunday. Police said 54-year-old Joseph Isaacs of McKee was reported missing November 2nd. His body was found off Rock Lick Road. An autopsy was performed Monday morning at the state medical examiner's office in Frankfort. WKYT reports the cause of death has not yet been released. Anyone who has any information regarding the investigation is urged to contact the Kentucky State Police Richmond Post.
An Elkhorn City man is in jail after allegedly assaulting his wife in Pikeville. According to the arrest citation, Pikeville police responded to the sixth floor of Myers Towers Monday afternoon to a domestic assault in progress complaint. Officers tell Mountaintop News they encountered 33-year-old Cody Cantrell in the hallway of the complex, where he appeared to be sweaty and unsteady on his feet with slurred speech. Cantrell told officers he was coming down from methamphetamine use. Cantrell's wife said the two had been arguing over his drug use. Cody Cantrell was taken into custody and transported to the Pike County Detention Center. He's charged with first-degree strangulation, fourth-degree assault, and public intoxication.
One of four people charged in the murder of two teenage girls in Clark County has scheduled to change his plea. Ronnie Ellis, Darian Skinner, Denzel Hill, and Matthew Carmen were all charged in the deaths of 16-year-olds Kayla Holland and Adriana Castro in 2017. Court officials tell LEX 18 that Ellis has set a change of plea hearing for November 21st. Hill and the alleged getaway car driver, Michaela Buford, have already pleaded guilty. Carmen and Skinner's cases are expected to go to trial.
Two drivers are in critical condition after a crash in Scott County. The crash happened around 5 p.m. on Monday on Leestown Road near Payne's Depot. Officials say the vehicles were headed in opposite directions on Leestown Road when one vehicle crossed the center line and hit the other head-on. LEX 18 reports both drivers were taken to the University of Kentucky Hospital. The cause of the crash remains under investigation.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 28. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 59. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 37. Thursday, a 90% chance of rain with a high near 49. Thursday night, a 40% chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of flurries. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 26. Friday, sunny with a high near 37. And now taking a look at current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 51 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, Grayson, and Ashland. It's 50 degrees in Mount Sterling and 56 degrees in Inez. It's 50 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
On our feature segment today, graduate students in Morehead State's Department of Art and Design are hosting a unique art show this month. WMKY's Lori Likens has the story.
MSU graduate students, with cooperation and support from the Rowan County Arts Center, will be presenting an art show titled Concatenations. The show will feature photography, screen printing, sculpture, ceramics, and comic illustrations by four graduate students. Artist Dustin Pruitt says the difference in art styles ties into the theme of the exhibit.
So the theme of our show is kind of also the title. It's Concatenations. So to concatenate is to create threads and to create kind of this joint experience through kind of like the differences, to finding the connection through all of our different perspectives.
The exhibit is part of the undergraduate's master's thesis and is one of the first organized group exhibitions to feature graduate student artists.
So we're doing a grad group exhibition. So all graduate students are required to complete their own thesis show, their own individual show, to satisfy terms of graduation. But I thought, well, we have a lot of student shows going on, but I don't think there's a lot to kind of showcase the work that the graduates are doing, and doing one show for three or four semesters of work seems a little out of place. To my knowledge, it's the first group exhibition of graduate students.
The show is a way for graduates to display their hard work and set an example for undergraduate art students.
You know, we're here too. We're making art, and we we do have a lot to offer undergrads in our expertise, and also, like, we were there. We were in their shoes just a couple years ago, so, like, we get it. Like, we know what they're going through, and I think it's inspiring to see kind of people take control of their own education and just say, yeah, I want to do this. We're going to do it. And it's not my first time playing a show either, so that helped a lot.
Concatenations will include work from Pruitt, Joel Newevin, Ashley Worley, and Trey Davis, each specializing in a different medium.
So we are all approaching this show in vastly different mediums, vastly different styles, but we are using the Rowan County Art Center here as this almost like hub. So that way, together, we kind of push forth this idea that even though all of us work in different mediums, all of us are very different stylized, we have these connections because what we're going through together.
The show runs through November 29th at the Rowan County Arts Center, 205 East Main Street in Moorhead, with a reception and meet and greet with the artists scheduled for November 20th at 5 p.m. at the Arts Center. For WMKY News, I'm Lori Likens.
It's 4:46 and 50 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Moorhead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Keneally Roberts and Cody Robinson, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton studio right here in the historic Breckenridge Hall. Thank you so much for joining us on this chilly Tuesday afternoon. Shamari Mosley has a look at sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business, online at ruthhuntcandy.com. Celebrating more than 90 years in business, Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud with traditional Kentucky confections, including Woodford Reserve Bourbon Balls, Jameson's Chocolate, Blue Mondays, and an assortment of cream candies, gift baskets, and Kentucky-made gifts. Online ordering and shipping through Facebook at ruthhuntcandy.com.
The Eagles open regular season play tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. MSU basketball opens regular season play tonight when the team hosts Samford at Johnson Arena. Preston Spratlin enters his third full season as the head coach of an Eagles team, looking to rebound from a disappointing 13-20 campaign last year. He says his team will have to overcome a veteran Samford squad if they hope to get off to a good start this season.
They returned four starters from last year's team that, you know, won 17, 18 games. And so they had a great season. Those kids have good experience. And so they're led by their point guard, Josh Sharkey, who's top five in the country last year in assists. And so they're going to run a lot of things through him and for him. And so much of their offense is generated when the ball is in his hands. So we've got to do a great job of making sure that we know where he is at all times.
The Eagles will look to carry momentum in from their 86-47 exhibition win over Kentucky Christian last Tuesday. MSU's front court combined for nearly half of the team's points total in that contest. Tip-off between the Eagles and the Bulldogs is set for 7 p.m. tonight at Johnson Arena. Former Moorhead State men's basketball standout DeJuan Rico Marrero has agreed to terms to play professionally for the Kosa Basketball Club in North Macedonia. By adding Marrero to the ranks, Kosa seeks to reach the league's finals for the first time since 2013. A native of Gary, Indiana, Marrero heads to Eastern Europe after his most recent stint with the Ponte Hoops Club in Puerto Rico, where they lost in the Puerto Rican BSN League Championship. Marrero graduated from Moorhead State University in May 2017 as a senior. He earned second-team All-OVC honors after the completion of the 2016-2017 regular season. Marrero's career in blue and gold saw him finish with 20 double-doubles, 13 of which were logged in his senior campaign. Marrero is one of 21 former Eagle men's basketball players to have played professionally since 2011. One of Moorhead State volleyball freshmen is continuing to rack up awards. WMKY's Joe Lewis has more.
For the second time this season, MSU's Bridget Bessler has earned Ohio Valley Conference Setter of the Week honors and was also named the OVC Newcomer of the Week. The award marks the fourth and fifth overall OVC Weekly honors of her freshman season, accompanied by two other Newcomer of the Week awards. The Hebron, Kentucky native dished out 91 total assists in the Eagles' wins over Belmont and Tennessee State last weekend. Bessler averaged a league-best 13 assists per set, while her assist total ranked third among league setters. Bessler and Morehead State return to Johnson Arena for the final time this season this weekend, welcoming in Tennessee Tech and Jacksonville State. For WMKY Sports, I'm Joe Lewis.
Number 2 Kentucky opens up against number 1 Michigan State tonight in the nightcap of the Champions Classic at Madison Square Garden. It's only the second time in history that top 2 teams in the AP Top 25 begin their seasons against one another. Speaking ahead of the game, UK head coach John Calipari spoke about his respect for the longtime Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo.
If there's anything that needs to be done that's going to make the game better or game better for the kids, he's all in. He also speaks his mind, which I appreciate. That, you know, I think he and I are of the age at this point. You kind of say things sometimes you wish you didn't say, but you say them anyway. But, and as a basketball coach, you know he's as good as they get.
UK junior forward Nick Richards is still recovering from a sprained ankle, and Calipari says he will be a game-time decision. The Wildcats and Spartan will tip off at 9:30 tonight on ESPN. And finally in sports this afternoon, the SEC coaches revealed their all-SEC teams on Monday, and UK is represented by 3 players. Ashton Hagans is the only Wildcat on the first team. He is back for his sophomore season after being named the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. Tyrese Maxey and EJ Montgomery are on the second team All-SEC. Maxey is a freshman out of Garland, Texas, where he was the state's Mr. Basketball. Maxey also made NBC Sports Preseason All-America third team. He was an Associated Press Preseason All-America Honorable Mention selection and is on the Jerry West Award Watch list for the Naismith Hall of Fame's top shooting guard. Montgomery is back for his sophomore season. He's Kentucky's leading returning rebounder at 4 per game. Montgomery also averaged 4 points per game and shot 48% from the field. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball welcomes Samford tonight at 7 p.m. and Spalding at 6 p.m. on Thursday. Women's basketball plays Stetson at 6 p.m. on Friday, November the 15th. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. The Dow Industrials rose slightly, setting a new all-time closing record, lifted by strong economic data and new developments between the U.S. and China on trade. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 30.52 at 27,492.63. The S&P 500 was down 3.65 at 3,074.62, and the NASDAQ Composite inched up 1.48 at 8,434.68. Dow component Boeing gained 2% after the company said the CEO would forego bonuses this year amid the 737 MAX crisis. And of course, strong earnings, more promising economic data, and trade progress all drove the Dow to an all-time high yesterday. And of course, the Dow followed the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, which of course, both of those indices reached all-time highs last week. China is pushing President Trump to remove more tariffs on about $125 billion worth of Chinese goods imposed in September as part of the Phase 1 trade deal, reports said. Firmer commitments on lifting tariffs are needed for China to pay a visit to the U.S., according to the South China Morning Post. Better-than-expected economic activity helped the markets today. A gauge for U.S. services activity topped expectations for the month of October. The ISM non-manufacturing index came in at 54.7, compared with a 53.5 estimate going into the report. Shares of Walgreens Boots Alliance were up 2.6% on reports the company has been exploring a deal to go private. And in the commodities markets, oil was up 1.1% at $57.17 a barrel. Gold was down 1.625% at $1,486.50 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were quiet today with the Stock 600 index down only 0.2%. Asia had a good day with the Nikkei up 1.75% and the Shanghai Composite up 0.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Fifth Third Bank up 27 cents at $30.35, Dollar General up $1.49 at $159.70, UPS down $1.67 at $121.35, Marathon Petroleum down $1.49 at $66.45, and Anthem was up $1.11, finishing at $272.83. Reporting from the Ashland offices of Robert W. Baird, this is Bud Luke.
Support for MSPR comes from Radio Eye, Kentucky's statewide daily reading service for the blind and visually impaired. Radio Eye's reading service offers newspapers, magazines, health materials, and grocery ads for independent living to people who are blind, visually impaired, or any disability that makes reading difficult or impossible. Radios are available to qualified applicants. More information is available by calling 859-422-6390 or online at radioeye.org.
Taking another look at your region's weather, tonight mostly clear with a low around 28. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 59. Wednesday night, increasing clouds with a low around 37. Thursday, a 90% chance of rain with a high near 49. Thursday night, 40% chance of rain before midnight, then a chance of flurries. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 26.
Once again, we'd like to remind our listeners that live election night updates and analysis will be provided by KET tonight and broadcast live here on Morehead State Public Radio, 90.3 FM, or you can listen live online at WMKY.org. Taking a look at some events coming up around the region, a blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at St. Clair Regional Medical Center in Morehead from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free T-shirt.
Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead will feature a public reading by author Sean L. Corbin at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November 7th. Corbin will read from his selected poems. The event is free and open to the public.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling presents a concert by the 100th Army Band of Fort Knox at 7 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. Admission is free and donations will be accepted for the Veterans Pavilion.
The True Tones will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, November 8th. The program is free and open to the public.
The Community Recycling Center, located near the Morehead City Park, offers paper and document shredding services for Morehead and Rowan County residents, community groups, businesses, and industry. Cost is $15 per hour. Secure and confidential, drop-off and pick-up by appointment at 784-1250.
Flemingsburg First United Methodist Church on West Main Street welcomes Christian Music Hall of Fame artists, the Gospel Harmony Boys, at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, November 10th. A covered dish meal follows the concert service and the public is invited.
The Morehead Chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness Support Group will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th at the Rowan County Public Library. Guest speaker Kathy Clay will present a program on the impact of negative thinking on mental health. The program is free and open to the public.
In conjunction with Grief Share Ministry, the Morehead United Methodist Church is hosting Surviving the Holidays, an evening of support designed for friends and family in grieving the loss of a loved one. The free event is planned from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 12th. The community is invited. More information at 784-5626.
Elizabeth Bowman will perform in concert at Coffee Tree Books on Main Street in Morehead at 6 p.m. on Thursday, November the 14th. That program is free and open to the public. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Greg Jenkins, Paul Hitchcock, Zoe Hall, Sarah Mead, Cody Robinson, Nacogdoches Miller, and Shamari Mosley. KNN's Paul Miles, WUKY's Josh James, the Robert Baird Company's Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Lori Likens. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Keneally Roberts and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.